Time now on the Bedouin Supreme Show to visit with head coach Brent Bolte of the Beavers. Listening to last week's game from Marquette, Michigan, it was a strange game to listen to. What was it like on the sidelines?
Odd. Yeah, it was definitely odd. We just didn't play very well defensively in the first half and gave up some big plays, some odd plays, and then the offense kind of just kept chugging along. And then when Nick got his ankle rolled up, we brought in Jared Henning and just ran. It's kind of hard to watch a kid that's, you know, a 5'1 40 just keep lumbering down the field, but he did a really good job, and he did make guys miss. I shouldn't give him crap for that, but he went into the game and did a really nice job, so hopefully we can continue to get some good play out of him.
At this point in the year, with everything that's on the line each and every week, who cares what it looks like, right?
Right. Beauty is a light switch away, as I was told by my wife once upon a time, so you got to keep things in mind like that, and the outcome, if we win by one or 40, just hopefully, you know, win, baby. So that's kind of been the idea the past few weeks as we try to get healthy, is just find a way to win, and guys just keep stepping up and able to do that so far.
When teams struggle, bad things happen. Last play of the first half, Henning drops the snap, picks it up, and scores. It's kind of that it factor this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had the ball bounce our way, and we talk about the glass slipper every once in a while. It seems like we've been wearing that a little bit here and there, especially the last couple weeks on some plays. But yeah, we took that timeout, and Bagnell had him over there taking snaps in between the timeouts just to make sure he could do it, because he's always in gun. So obviously need a little more work on that. But yeah, it was odd that it bounced that way and he was able to get in there, but we'll take it.
What does that experience, though, mean for him down the road?
Well, it's huge for us and just the development of players, because you can't ever replace game experience, and the O-line can be a testament for that, because they took their lumps, and this year we've had guys get game experience and have success, which is even, you know, obviously better than what happened to some of those other guys when we struggled for a year or two. But for him, you know, we just got to continue to get him a package. He is a very good runner. The throwing will continue to evolve, so he's a guy that's really proved himself to the staff and has been very capable to go and win games for us.
Over the years, you guys have had some really gifted running backs. I don't know if you've had the 1-2 punch like Tahi and Genna this year, though, have you?
It's been a while. I really don't know if we have, maybe going all the way back before I was even here, like Chris Meyer and maybe Eddie Acosta, because Chris had a ton of yards and got dinged up, and then Eddie kind of took over his senior year. They split time, but not consistently over the last few years, or 2 years, to have those guys. And yeah, Tahi ran extremely hard. He had a really good game last week, and obviously Genna broke the big one and has been doing that all year. So it's been pretty nice to be able to see those two guys do it. But it just goes back. I mean, the O-line's playing really, really well in their gifted group. So the tight ends and fullbacks obviously have done their part. And don't forget about the receivers, because we hit so many plays on the perimeter. So everybody's done a really nice job in the run game.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Bedouin Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bedouin Pregame Show, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. On to Duluth. They've always had great quarterback play and running backs. Is that the case again this year?
Bauer's playing really well. He's as good as anybody in the league, and I think he's really improved this year more than any quarterback I've witnessed from his junior to senior year, in particular a kid that's playing since he's been a freshman. He just throws the ball vertically really well this year, and it goes back to Duluth might have their best receiving core along with it. So it's not your old UMD, just line up and hammer the ball downhill. They're taking shots vertically. They've changed the offense. I think their new offensive coordinator, Noah Pauley's done a really nice job. And I think Kurt Wiese, their head coach, has kind of helped him out and kind of got things groomed to what they feel comfortable with allowing Bauer to do. So he is a really gifted player. He's playing at a high level.
How does their past dictate their present?
You know, the kids just believe they're going to win, and that's, you know, they could have been 0-4 at the beginning of the year. They were in some really odd games early in the year, found ways to win. They lost their first game, and they've won every game since, but they've been in a lot of close battles. But, you know, if their defense isn't playing well, their offense picks them up, and vice versa. They're kind of a lot like us. They've been able to find ways to win, so, but that goes back just, you know, having so much success and being in the postseason and getting that type of experience and just belief that they're going to win, that's been huge for them.
Time of possession is a pretty telling stat as far as if a team is good or not. 38 minutes a game. How's that possible?
Well, they're one of the few teams that actually runs down the clock. So when you get 40 seconds per play, they're a true, you know, 38 second team. And so that's part of it too. And a lot of other teams are still going hurry up. So if you go three and out in 40 seconds, like sometimes teams have been doing, and all of a sudden they get three first downs, I mean, they literally will have 6 minutes and three first downs. So they definitely make the game go quick, and that helps out their defense, and it limits the possessions that they have. But they've been so good on offense this year, 500 yards plus and averaging 40 points, and they just done a really good job on the offensive side of the ball.
Your team has certainly dealt with adversity this year with all the injuries and everything else. Do you like how that locker room has kind of come together here as the season progresses?
Yeah, the adversity part, that's just part of football and life. You just got to deal with it, and it just is seemingly came wave after wave of different things with, you know, injuries and everything else that's occurred with just odd stuff throughout the course of the season, just one after another. But the kids have really just, they have a genuine belief of within each other, number one, and that's probably the telling sign, and they believe they're going to win. And, you know, just stepping back to the Northern game, you know, all those guys, I mean, even after we threw the interception with 3 minutes ago, they still thought they're going to find a way to win, and certainly able to do that. So that's something special that a team has, or I think it comes with experience and having upperclassmen lead. So we do have a good group of leaders on the team, and they buy back into what we're telling them, and we don't have to tell them a lot. They just go out and kind of perform, and they just hold each other accountable. So it's a nice problem to have.
How does that mentality help in breaking a curse of Duluth?
Well, you certainly got to have the belief that you can go into anywhere and win, and we haven't really shied down to compete against anybody. We've been in pretty hostile environments this year with Mankato and certainly over at Sioux Falls, so it's just another road game in the NSIC for us. Yeah, it's a big one, and you know, the guys understand you got to be able to win basically every week to make the playoffs. 9-2 is not a certainty, and really 10-1 sometimes in Sioux Falls they make it a 10-1. So we certainly understand that we can only handle and take care of what's in-house and worry about the next opponent and try to go 1-0 each week.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.